Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. The best tea in the city. Every Monday to Friday from 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
It is Kaya FM 95.9, and we're talking about you taking a gap year from adulting. Can you imagine? But can you afford it? You remember how you couldn't wait to grow up and be an adult so that you can be independent and make your own decisions? And that, boom, as the gods would have it, granted it to you. Here you are adulting now. Hey, it's nothing like you thought, eh? You're seeing flames. And right now, you're yearning for a break. Just for a gap year nyana, fella. To do what? To play, right? Now, when most people think about gap years, most people associate them with the teens, the 20-somethings. However, adult gap years are slowly becoming a thing. That's why I asked you. Because I asked you this so that you can think about it. So that when it dawns on you, you're like, T did talk about this thing. No, it is becoming a thing. Adult gap years. But unlike the teen version of gap years, the adult gap years are not about figuring out who you are, but rather about reconnecting to who you are at that point or at this point of your life. I mean, between work, taking care of family, paying bills, your social life, it's easy to feel lost and overwhelmed and lose you. So it is natural for your body and mind to need a reset, to be able to give, grow, and move forward with adulting. So as you adult, you realize that your cup is running low. And you need it to overflow. Therefore, things like traveling alone, finding a new hobby, being away from responsibilities, taking a career break are some of the things you could do during your gap year from adulting. But as great as it sounds, most of us can't afford to. And I think the question should be, why can't we afford to? Remember, the only way to find fulfillment as adults is when we are content with who we are. So you should never feel bad about taking a gap year, I think. But can you afford to? Right? And what is the most important thing? It's a gift to you, remembering who you are. And it's like the same thing that should we ask your 16-year-old self, Hore, are they proud of you now? Will they say they are? Or will they question certain, you know, shortcuts or routes that you took? Do you need a gap year? I think the answer is emphatic yes. By the way, gap year started the day you started earning a salary. Adulting started the day you started earning a salary. Do you need a gap year from adulting? And should you take it, what would you do with it? Can you afford to? If not, why? Hashtag gap year from adulting. I have 3 teaspoons on why you need it. Analysis one, the psychologist, yes, says, I personally will grab a gap year from adulting. I've never rested since varsity. I had to hustle. And in actual fact, my life is still about adult hustle. He thinks out loud. Malinyalo are, I live with 3 unemployed housemates. Yes, I gave birth to them. Even that gap year will involve them. So, no chance at all. Would you take it? And what would you do with it?
This is Malinyalo. Butitabo, you know what? I think it's sharp. Adulting can numbuncha the flames. Or a kid a gap year and become a teenager again. And this is so. But this weekend, it was my birthday on Friday.
Okay.
I decided I'm going to be wild. I'm going to be 21. Yes. So I had fun. But today, 3 days later, I get to go to the middle of the road. I get to be a winner. I get to go to the thing. I was jumping and dancing. I'm fine where I am. Let adulting do what it does to me. But teen again, me, hell no.
comment, send a voice note to 063-688-0959. Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the three teaspoons on why we need a gap year from adulting. Number one, it reduces the risk of a burnout. Because working 9 to 5 days a week, and sometimes 6 over many years, can lead to one feeling frustrated and exhausted. So taking an adult gap year is your chance to hit the reset button and enjoy commitment-free time. Even your leave days can't give you this. Yeah? This can help you to overcome negative feelings and reduce the risk of what? Of you burning out. Two, you need a gap year from adulting because you need to reconnect and rediscover yourself. With the ever-evolving world and the pressures we face from society, friends, and family, it is easy for one to lose themselves. So, taking a gap year from adulting can help one rediscover themselves and focus on the things they love and enjoy the most, because that's who you are. You will come back a better person, not just for yourself, but those who you love. The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on why you need a gap year from adulting. So have just some time out. While we love our jobs, family, and friends, taking some time out for self-important times, we do love them for this, but we need to take a time out. So traveling, finding a new hobby, changing countries can be good for you. Not only would it give you an opportunity to take a break from adulting, but you might just make friends while you're at it. And who said you can't work while you're taking a gap year? Imagine, you've never waited tables. Imagine going to Italy. Would you take hashtag a gap year from adulting? What would you do with the time? Because then it kind of says, hold on. Hold on. If money is not an issue, it means the school fees will be paid for a year if you have a child. And I will have enough just to live a minimal lifestyle, but doing things that you're passionate about. Some of us are caught up on the 9-to-5 treadmill because we have to. It's our means of survival. And not only that, we have others depending on us. But if those basics are taken care of, there is something that we can then apply our time to. Like giving back. You know, there's nothing like, I don't think there's anything more rewarding, at least for me, to be able to be somewhere giving your time to people who really deserve it, with no expectation whatsoever on what you should get in return. You just give. I know a year is a stretch, but can you imagine? Even if you could just do it for a week. Because right now, should you apply for leave, it's about what? Oh, let me try and recharge. And you only do that the first 2 days, and then you get busy. Right? You do too much. Spring cleaning a winter. Ultra restaning. Or when are you going to do things that inspire you? When last did you just take pocket money? Could be just 100 rands. And you're like, you know what? I'm just going to hike. During the day, obviously. Hopefully you're safe. Or I'm going to ride a train and go to my favorite place, wherever, and spend this 100 rand on something as menial as a plate to go taxi rank. Because that takes you back to a particular time. I'm just using examples here. I'm just painting pictures. Why? Because when you come back, you're like, "Yo, I can't remember the last time I did that. I ate a filling meal, Kiritsiko pavement thing, listening to funny stories of people and so on. And then I came back home using public transport and whatever. So in other words, you were just you, vulnerable, naked, immersed in life. And that's maybe what really, you know, makes your day. Or going and parking next to a supermarket and your attention is to the elderly. You just want to help them carry their bags to their cars and that's it. When they try and give you money, you say, no, this is just a gift to you. That's it. I'm actually working. There's my car. I don't know what inspires you. I don't know what it is that you always wanted to give time to. But can you imagine if money being no issue, a gap year from adulting, the things you would do? If money was no issue, would you take a gap year from adulting? The man who serves super flavor, African God's gift to radio, Mo Flavor. Hello, Mo. And I'll go study the history of Lesotho and Southern Africa. Then perhaps shoot a TV docu on it. Sounds easy when I say it, right? My question is, why not start now? I mean,
yo, T, bona. Yeo yona breaki kya e khopela shem. That's why I need time out from adulthood, adulting. But again, kurekinya ko vela back to my teen years and ibile akinya ki teen jejeje jawo 18, 17 awa. Kinyaka my early teens where I'm responsible for no one but myself.
Again.
And just bathing and maybe minor house chores because I really need some time out, you know. It's very stressful, you know, and ukhumana lo rena kongwe ka re mathata ga ga botjana re chome ar malati and you feel like everything is just coming all at once.
Yeah.
And maybe if I can just get a break for a year, it'll give me time to gather strength again, you know, to refocus, to, you know, unlearn certain things and relearn certain things, you know. Maybe I would approach different challenges in a different way because I would have had a break from them. So I wanna kya ishoka shem, atiba kya ishoka. Yeah, great show, T. Thank you.
Dr. TP always makes my day.
Comment, send a voice note to 063-688-0959.
Why don't you just take a break and do what we always dreamt of doing? Maybe that's what the gap year will give you. Would you take a gap year from adulting? How much would it cost you if you were to put rents and cents to it? I just read an article now. It says in dollars, it could cost you from $5,000 to $40,000 a year for you to take a gap year. Let's say $5,000 a month. Can that do? And if it can, what can you do now to take a break from that year? Lesotho did it.
Good morning, Uncle T.
Hi, Lesotho.
And the Afropolitans. You, I, that is the best feeling ever to have in the world. To just unge breaki mama tatenga ofela montonseka ofela motraming. Kibile ka yetsa one year, it was 2018, and then it was a shocking to a lot of people.
Yeah,
I just got to my workplace. By the time, kajuta my manager, my team leader, kari, right now, as in now,
yeah,
I'm resigning with the immediate effect. And then they start questioning, why, what's wrong? I said, there is nothing wrong. I just want to reboot myself. I just want me to focus in me, nobody else but myself. And it was the best feeling ever. I couldn't even attend even a single party, a single funeral beside myself, taking a date for myself, taking me out, actually. Even my kids, even my husband, they were like, there's something is wrong with me. I said, there is nothing wrong with me. And even you, I'm not responsible for you. I'm responsible for myself. And it was the best feeling ever. I could never trade that year with anything else in this world. Thank you, Mr. T.
Wow.
Special as ever. We love you. Bye.
I need you to call me on 086-000-959. Why do you need a gap year from adulting? Why? And what would you do if you can afford it?
Morning, Uncle T.
Hello, Pausa.
Yo, Waisi, I would love to have to take a break from this adulthood. Just to be me, just to restart from 9 years without a phone, without internet, without salary. you know, just me and restart my whole life. I would love to. No traveling, no nothing, no alcohol, no nothing. Just me and myself.
Yeah.
Thank you, Uncle T.
Only a pleasure.
Call us now on 086-000-959.
But again, when we say we need a break from adulting, what does it mean? Are we prisoners of our own reality and responsibilities? And do you feel like a prisoner? That's a varied question, no? Answer me, call me.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
Good morning, Uncle T. You're speaking to Jennifer Awasishawela. Yo, Mina, I would like to take a break from this adult world. I would like to do that. Take a break from everything and be a teenager again. Not to worry about anything. Not to worry about anything. Because when you're an adult, oh gosh, all the time. I would like to take a break and start afresh.
Control all delete, Togozan.
Let me tell you how my day would be like. Okay. So first thing first, so assuming you could, I'm not taking a gap year from financing. So financing is galore, right?
Yeah.
But I will travel the world, and guess what I will do? I'll play golf in the most exotic golf clubs in the world.
Yes.
That's one thing I like to do.
My question is, why are you not doing it now?
You know what you will say? It's an interesting thing because so that's one thing that I started this year, and I have a conversation with the wife. This year, she was every Friday I go play golf. Okay. Every Friday I go play golf. So basically, I've started, I've started on a very small scale.
Yes.
Yeah,
because sometimes we overestimate what we want to do when the little can still satisfy that very need. We live so much in our fantasy about what could be, and we fail to focus on what we can do right now.
That is so profound, Tibor. And exactly what you said, that's actually what sort of like drove me to, to do and implement, what I've done. Exactly what you said.
I celebrate you just for that, because it's a simple thing. Like, I want to play golf.
Yeah.
Regardless of where, but I want to play golf.
Yes.
And who knows, maybe next year we'll be telling a different story. Who knows, you'll be playing at Augusta after the championship,
So my son is 35 next month. I took him to his first golf tournament yesterday.
Sure. And what a moment, right?
My man. Yo, I can't even tell you how I feel about it. But thanks, man.
Well done, man. There you go. It's amazing. The little things.
Money, Uncle T. If money was not the issue, really, I'd take a break and go to the deep rural of Limpopo, somewhere where I'll be able to wake up in the morning, kakwa smell, sabuloko le shaka, where I'll just stay for plus minus a week, even more. And I'd do that wakala be late, listen to those old stories.
Oh, yes.
To that place, and then in a meleta, Uncle T, look at the view, the pofolo, kidishenyana. That is one thing I can take a break into that. Thanks, Uncle T.
But Eddie, all I'm going to say to you is it can start with just spending one weekend or in fact one Saturday at a nearest farm and you volunteer your services there. That's how it starts. Little things, right? Rabuli.
Mugoni.
Legai weju.
Where do we sign up?
Thank you.
Hey, Mugoni, I'm going to also love letting the first voice know the problems around your way,
TP, Dr. TP, yeah.
Yeah, No, Mugoni, I'll take it with both hands. I'll take it with both hands.
But what would you do?
Well, like the last caller just said, I'll go deep, low, cuckoo, go sit there, unwind, go back, search within myself for other game. Who was I before all these things?
And what stops you from doing it at least one weekend in a month?
Well, I used to do that. I remember my friend used to say to me, Mfanawan.
Oh no, I lost him.
Yo, ti, bona. Yeo yona breaki kya e khopela shem. That's why I need time out from adulthood, adulting. That's why king kore kinya ko vela back to my teen years. Ene ibile aginya ki di teen jejeje jawo 18, 17 awa. Kinyaga my early teens where I'm responsible for no one but myself.
Yeah.
And maybe if I can just get a break for a year, it will give me time to gather strength again, you know, to refocus, to, you know, unlearn certain things and relearn certain things, you know. Maybe I would approach different challenges in a different way.
The best tea in the city. Every Monday to Friday from 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.